I'm stood outside the wonderfully named Institute of Biomedical Problems of the Russian Academy of Science. Inside, six scientists, three women, three men, are about to emerge from 120 days in isolation. Now, they've had limited communication with the outside world, but they've been sealed off in their own atmosphere. Their mission has been designed to mimic a space flight, and they've been housed in a series of interconnected space station-like modules. Over the past 4 months, they've taken part in more than 70 experiments. One of the most spectacular was a simulated walk on the moon's surface where the crew wore virtual reality glasses and spacesuits. Here's one of the program managers, William Polosky, from NASA.
The scenario for this mission was a lunar mission because the duration was about right. The ultimate goal of these is to understand very long duration missions to Mars, where crew members will be isolated for periods of time, at least 6 months getting there, maybe 9 months getting there, and then another 9 months coming back and sometime on the surface. So we're interested in not only the isolation, but also the long-term communication gaps, communication delays that they have to deal with.
Exactly 120 days after entering the facility, it was time for the crew to emerge. Now, the scientists have just been asked what they missed the most while they were inside. One of them has said steak, another one has said pizza. I think we can assume that space food isn't the best. Reinhold Povilaitis is one of the American scientists who's been locked away.
I would do it again, yeah. In fact, I don't know, they thought I was crazy, I think, a little bit, because I said, let's go another 4 months. What do you say?
Were there any particularly difficult moments in there?
Of course, the Russian language. I think a lot of Americans agree that they go on missions with Russians. They agree that the Russian language is difficult to grasp fully. Mine got better. Who knows?
Have you noticed any effects on your body at all?
I lost some weight, and I'm much better at running than I was before. I was more of a swimmer, so we did a lot of treadmill work, and I feel different in some senses, but I don't know exactly how to describe it yet. I'm excited to see all the of course, all the family. The grandparents are still going into their 90s, and I can't wait to get back and see them, and have a beer with my dad, maybe, and eat a lot of steak.
This mission comes at a time of rising political tensions between Russia and the US, but on a scientific front, the two countries still work closely together.
Where I see us going in the future is just like on the International Space Station. It's going to be multicultural, it's going to be multinational crews as we go and do some of these things. Now, there may be some nations that want to do certain things by themselves, especially for the moon, where there's a lot of different places to explore. And they might go there by themselves, but I think most of the larger missions will be multinational and will come together to work together to a human goal of exploration.
Next year, this facility will host an 8-month isolation experiment. Eventually, scientists hope they could last as long as 5 years. Harry Horton, Moscow.